This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I hope you had a great weekend. I did. I think I did. I did, right? Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Yeah, I spent the weekend with Miss Tammy, so I would imagine that meant that I had a good weekend. I did, really. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me. Okay, so I got a haircut today, and I got little prickly things all over my face and on my lips and everywhere else. God, seriously? Come on. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin is going to join me after the first break. She helps me kick off the week so that we can, well, we can both get your blood pumping. And this first story, right out of the chute, should make you crazy. I mean, seriously crazy, not kind of, sort of, but seriously crazy. And then in the second hour, we're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Comey's misspeaks and how much trouble he might actually be in. You know, I love it. I love how the left, he has now become the saint of the left, the patron saint of the Democrats, because he's such a good, and matter of fact, based on his, based on the way he's handled his whole investigation, he'll fit right in. You know, should he? He might be a Democrat. I don't know. But I love now they've turned on Loretta Lynch. Think about that. So if you're out there holding secrets for the DNC, ain't nothing sacred, people. They don't care. They'll throw you to the wolves too. So we'll see what happens. This one's going to be interesting because I'm really curious to see what they do, you know, with her. So the first story should send you through the roof. Well, and before I get started with it, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing, Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things that made you crazy, make you crazy, enhance your craziness, because some of you are already there. You really don't need to go far to get there. All those things that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. But we're lied to. Just flat out lied to. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to be afraid of. Okay? I mean, so anyway, buy the book. Get informed. Get engaged. Also, we've got hashtag stand shirts. Let me explain to you what those are. Because the hashtag stand shirt is not one for you to go out there and start a fight. That's not what I mean. Hashtag stand just simply means stand for what you believe. Stand for liberty. Stand for the freedoms that you've been given. Stand for the Constitution. Okay, it ain't that hard. It ain't a big deal. Seriously. And I really do want you to start thinking about how you fight back, how you push back, how you maintain. You can't keep letting them create the narrative, people. You can't keep letting them decide what information gets out there and what doesn't. Hey, look, I'm willing to take a beating. I want you to take one, too. I'm serious. I am tired. We talked about this. I've been to two conservative events, one on Thursday night with the Politichicks, one on Saturday with a bunch of conservatives. And in talking with them, it's like, you know, you may have the guy on the front line, people like me and others in the war, if you would. But until you get behind us, we are a lone voice. And not that you're not, but simply, and don't take this the wrong way, simply being a Facebook warrior doesn't help. It helps push the conversation along, maybe, but it doesn't help in the grand scheme of things. So when you see a town hall meeting, and you're for the person that's speaking or whatever, go there. Support the person. Don't let two-thirds or 80% of the room be the anti-Trumpers. Look at this weekend. It wasn't an anti-Sharia law or an anti-Sharia walk. In most cases, it wasn't even a pride parade. It was an anti-Trump parade. You know, it's every one of these causes now has hijacked anti-Trump. And don't, you know what, it's not just me, because a lot of us get, you know, these personal messages and what have you. Even people on your side are sick of it. It's like, move along. Now, a school in California, obviously, in California, Brentwood, California, actually. The Liberty High School graduate Harlan Fletcher was illegally blocked by the school officials from participating in last Friday's graduation ceremony for wearing nothing. No, that's not true. A SpongeBob SquarePants. No, that wasn't it. I'm just guessing here because I can't believe that the reason he wasn't allowed to graduate was because he was wearing his military uniform. That's right. Both the principal and the vice principal Liberty High refused to allow Fletcher to wear his U.S. Army Reserve uniform at the graduation ceremony, despite repeated assurances from his counselors that the uniform was appropriate for the occasion. And it is. We've seen it happen in my own area. We've seen it happen in other areas of California. It is perfectly legal and acceptable and has been done many times before. He said, I was really disappointed, said Fletcher, who opted to. Now, listen, I'm sure if they wanted, as we have seen at graduations, on the cap, where they wear anti-Trump, right? You know, socialism cap, that's all okay. But he can't wear a uniform. Wow. Shows you where education's going. I was really disappointed, said Fletcher, who opted to sit out of the ceremony over the issue. I felt disrespected. Now, when we come back, I'm going to finish this up with Kimberly because I know this will make her start bouncing off of walls. And I love when she bounces off the walls. It makes such an exciting evening. Anyway, I'm Joe Bazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, thereelside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Or you can head over to Facebook, and you can watch Facebook Live and respond and talk to other people there as well. Lots going on in the news. But let me bring on, because I need to get her take on this. Because, you know, maybe I'm just being one-sided. Maybe I'm being a real right-wing whack job. I don't know. But I'm sure she'll help clarify things for me. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week, kicking the week off with some of these craziest stories that are out there. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Let's see how quick tonight I can get your blood pumping, okay? So, here in Brentwood, California, and, you know, it can only happen in California, a high school called Liberty High School, this even makes it more crazy, has told a student there that he couldn't wear his military uniform at the graduation. And they even told him he could wear it, But he had to put his graduation uniform, I mean, graduation cap and gown, there you go, over it. And, thank you. And he said, you know, do you understand that that's pretty much against the law? And you can't cover your uniform up when you're wearing it, number one. Number two, I'm sure if he had a SpongeBob SquarePants outfit, that would have been more than happy to let him wear that. And you should see some of the nasty stuff that's been put on the back of these graduation hats that these kids have been allowed, these young men and women have been allowed to wear at some of these graduations. So Fletcher completed his basic training between his junior and senior years as a reserve medic. Think about that. A reserve medic. One of the worst jobs you could have. On his 17th birthday, when he arrives in his dress blues for graduation on Friday, he was told that if he did not change into a cap and gown, he can pick up the diploma in the office on Monday. What a bunch of disrespect. And these are the California nut jobs. They even told him they had an extra cap and gown for him that he could wear. He said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And they told him that it was against uniform. He told them that it was against uniform policy and against military code, but they kept telling him it was against the school policy. I mean, come on, really. These people have really lost their minds, have they not?
When you're talking about California, that's a given.
I know. I got it.
It's the same with Massachusetts, so I can't say much.
No.
When it used to be an honorable thing if you were joining the military to wear your uniform at your graduation, when did that change?
Oh, no, because we're California fighting in war and all that. You know, simply, you know, if you want to do marijuana and that kind of stuff, we're happy. Maybe he should have wore a marijuana leaf on his graduation thing. I don't know. But it's just amazing because we don't want to promote the G.I. Joe idea. We don't want to promote, you know, people wanting to be in the you know, armed services protecting us. Somehow that has a bad taste to it. But the thing that threw me sideways, and I guess I shouldn't have, it's Liberty. It's a what's the name of this place? Hold on one second. I lost it. It's a Liberty High School is what it's called. I mean, Liberty to do what? To do whatever the principal tells you to do?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's much Liberty going on at Liberty High School. And the fact that the principal or whoever said, oh, just throw the cap and gown over your uniform, tells you right there that the principal's a moron. Because that would definitely be violating federal code. Who cares about your little school code, buddy? That would violate federal law, federal code.
No, they don't care.
Military code. That's just, I think I've heard of that elsewhere, probably in Massachusetts. I don't understand the issue with that. For so many years, it's just been an honor if you are going into the military and you want to wear your uniform during graduation. I've never heard of someone not wanting to allow that.
Well, think about something here. He's not just going into the military and, you know, just to be I don't mean this in a belittling way, but not just to be an infantryman or something like that. He's going to be a medic in the field. He's going to be somebody that when the bullets are flying over your head and somebody's been shot, he's the guy that's going to crawl out and try to help that fellow out, try to patch him back together or what have you. So it's a job where there's some hardcore danger, and you know you're going into it for that, and they can't indulge him one time. I think these these educators sometimes lose their minds in these areas. It's always sad to see them go down this road. I'm sorry.
You're assuming they had minds in the first place.
Oh, boom, boom. Thank you very much. She'll be here all week. Okay. Hey, I know, like, we really need to talk about this more, but Jim Comey, he's at it again. And I'm going to go into detail with some of his stuff in the second hour, but in this first hour, I'm just going to ask you, I mean, I love this. First of all, in the hearing last week, did you hear anything that leads you to believe, now you know New England attitudes, did you hear anything from that Donald Trump said that leads you to believe that he was trying to obstruct justice?
No, nothing. Nope.
So, you know, I'm sure with Comey, and here's the other thing that bothers me. The Democrats are making a big deal out of the fact that that Trump called Comey back in the room or told him to stay here while everybody else left. How dare the two of them be there alone? You know he was up to no good by asking him to be there alone. Yet, you ready for this one? Okay, yet Loretta Lynch is in a plane by herself with Billy Bob Clinton talking about his wife's situation, and somehow that's above board.
Well, Comey said that he met with Obama alone before, when he was president. So what is the big deal?
Well, it's not Trump.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. That's it exactly.
Yeah.
They weren't up in arms with all the stuff that went on under the Obama administration or with Hillary Clinton's emails, but they're all up in arms now.
I want you to think of how much smoke, dope smoke, there must be in the room. Because remember, Obama never had a scandal. Hillary didn't do anything wrong. The meeting between Lynch and Billy Bob was just fine. And within 100 days, not even, within the first week of Trump being in office, they had to impeach him or want to impeach him because he has so many impeachable offenses within the first 100 days. I mean, are these people really gone?
I forget which movie, Men in Black, when they flash that thing and people have memory loss. Do these people forget Fast and Furious? I mean, that was, 2009 under Obama? Right?
Yes. Come on. That's one of 60 that they've had selective recall on, right?
I'm just saying, that was right in the very beginning, and they seem to be forgetting about just that. That one was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And that was never addressed, and Obama pulled executive privilege. The attorney general could have been cited, I believe, for lying under oath.
Yeah.
Or perjuring himself. I mean, really?
Well, he was held in contempt of Congress, and they still let him go. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Kimberly Marin's going nowhere. She will be with us on the other side of the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Oh, that's nice. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time spending. See, it's that electronic equipment. It hates me. For those of you who are watching, the earbuds went dead. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just pull it right in. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every Monday to help kick off the week. We got so much going on. Kimberly, I know I shouldn't. First of all, tell people where they can find you. My brain is going a million miles an hour.
I know. New Hampshire Political Buzz.org. I'm at the Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, and Western Free Press, and Granite Cross.
And granted, I know, and very few people will probably know exactly what that means. But I do. I can at least admit that I do. And you go look it up. We're not going to spoon feed you stuff on this show. Anyhow, we were talking about Comey and what was going down, what's been going down with Comey and in these hearings and what have you. And the Dems are looking for blood to the point where it's almost like they're kind of making stuff up and forgetting about some of their transgressions in the past. And again, in the last segment, we were talking about how It seems that all these, again, Loretta Lynch being along with Billy Bob Clinton on the plane, that was perfectly acceptable and okay. Loretta Lynch telling Comey that he needed to change the verbiage from investigation. That sounds too harsh. That sounds too bad. Let's call it, what they ended up calling that?
For which one? Oh, a matter.
A matter. That was it. Yeah, we have a small matter to handle. Bullpuckies, we have a major matter to handle. So it's just amazing to me when I hear these people talking like that. It's just nuts. But again, think about it. Trump says, I hope. I would hope. And he said it. That's exactly how he said it. This Comey's like a little mouse, isn't he? I was afraid of, I felt sick. I mean, think of all the things that he has said in these hearings. It's like he has no spine, right?
He's the director of the FBI. He can't stand up for himself? Please. Oh, my. Yeah. I got some pajamas he can borrow.
Yeah, but do you have the cup of tea that he needs as well? Or cocoa. Was it cocoa or tea?
Yeah, it's hot chocolate. I'll give him hot chocolate,
too. Give him some hot chocolate, too. I mean, make him nice and comfy. We'll give him a little blanket. Maybe he needs a pink hat, too. What do you think? We'll give him everything he needs. We'll give him everything he needs to succeed in this little world. What do you think?
Those are the things that will make him succeed.
Okay, you were telling me a story earlier that happened with a New Hampshire legislator, and he was called a racist, but what he was called a racist for is proof positive that the Dems don't know what the word means, right?
They know what it means. They just don't know how to apply it properly to themselves.
So tell us. Don't leave us hanging.
So a Republican representative was talking before the House Education Committee, and he was saying how the education gap between Black and Latino students hasn't been fixed and resolved by just throwing money at it, that school choice has been a great help, and that really helps close that education gap that really exists, and there's proof that it still exists, et cetera. So they, this whacked organization called Reaching Higher New Hampshire, which is nothing but a left-wing lobbying org, comes out and says, the money we spend on Black children and Latinos could close the gap in funding, discussing the school choice bill. So they don't really explain what he's talking about, and they sort of take it out of context. Well, this left-wing organization, they're paid from an out-of-state Progress Now, which is originally funded by Soros, comes out and says, racism on display. He should apologize. And then, of course, the chairman of the New Hampshire Democrat Party comes out and says, no to racism. And this is the loser that was running it for DNC chair. His name is Ray Buckley. And then the New Hampshire Democrat Party comes out and says, disgusting, saying minorities don't deserve state money is literally saying they're lesser than. This is one of those games that, you know, it passes along and along and along. They knew damn well, the original people knew damn well he wasn't saying anything racist. And when the committee found out, including Democrats, they were furious. They were absolutely astounded that anyone thought anything was racist about what he said. And the reality is, these people are the ones who are against school choice, knowing that it helps Black and Latino students. So they really need to look in the mirror to decide who really is the racist, because it certainly wasn't the rep who wants to do things to help these students.
You know, the Democrats screamed for years that Republicans hate, hate education, they hate educating kids, they hate clean water, they hate all this stuff, right? But the bottom line was, if you really think about the places that the Republicans have had control of education, it has done much better. When you look at D.C. before Obama stepped in, the Republicans had allowed D.C. to have, rating. And the kids were getting, the minority kids especially, right, that's racist in and of itself, but that's okay, I'll deal with it. The minority kids were getting a better education. They were graduating at higher rates. When Mr. Obama came in, one of the first things they said is, no, we can't have this. We can't be doing this because it takes it away from public education. I'm thinking, I don't care what you take it away from. You're getting these kids educated. They're being educated properly. And the only thing that bothers you that is a non-union-based education system, seriously, so where exactly do their loyalties lie?
The Democrats don't care about kids. They care about unions and the unions backing them and reelecting them. Unions don't care about kids. They only care about unions. So the only people that seem to apparently care about kids are the Republicans. And, you know, the left will always say, oh, Republicans don't care about education. No, they care about education. They actually care about the children. It's the unions they don't care about. It's the administration they don't care about, because, you know, the most important people in education are the children and the students. And it's funny you mentioned Washington, D.C., because this representative was talking about a young Black student, a young Black woman named Tiffany Dunston, who lived in a bad part of Washington, D.C., moved to a better part, but the schools were still bad. She got a voucher and got a scholarship, rather, and graduated valedictorian of her private school class. And she's now a PhD. She talks about her success and how school choice gave her an opportunity she wouldn't have had otherwise. So it's funny you mentioned D.C.
That's
what he was talking about.
I actually had the African-American woman on that started the whole program years ago. And this goes all the way back to when they first came into power. I mean, we've been on long enough that we had them on. And the bottom line with it was, She was astonished. As she put it in her words, these were her people. This was her party, stabbing her in the back. Their kids were graduating. Their kids were doing better, and they could not understand what was going on. And I say the same thing all the time. We're so bad. We're so it's like, let me get your thoughts on this one. They're so upset about DeVos being, the head of the education department, and she wants to close it down, and she's in the charters, and she's in the vouchers, and all this other stuff. And when they approach me being on a school board, they say, see, look what your president's doing now. Well, first of all, he's your president, too. I had to put up with Obama. You got to put up with Trump. Secondly is, we've been doing this education thing for, what, 50 years or so, and nothing has changed, and it keeps getting worse. And anybody with two brain cells and an IQ with two digits in it would look at this and go, you know what? We've been doing the same thing for 50 years, and our kids aren't doing any better. We need to change this. So
no, and we keep throwing more money at it. For what? Even when school enrollment is down, they demand more money, and the test scores are still flat. So they're not doing anything to improve education other than lining their own pockets.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny you should say that, because you're exactly right. When you look at the dollars, you know, before year and a half before President Blamo got out of there, he gave $7 billion to the education secretary specifically for inner-city schools, specifically to get the graduation rates up. Because they told him, you give us the money, because that's the mantra. We need more money. It's all about the money. We need some more money. If we have more money, we can throw more money at the kids. Well, you can throw money at the kids till Christ returns. It's not going to help, because we're still teaching the same way. We still have the same attitude. That money went to salaries and really not to the kids directly. $7 billion, they didn't move the needle one tick. Kimberly, not one tick, not one school, the inner cities, did the graduation rates go up. But you and I are out $7 billion.
Yep. Look, Chicago has some of the highest paid teachers and some of the worst results in the entire country. Yet those morons, I have other words, but I'm using that one.
Thank you.
Those people were on strike multiple times making more demands. I mean, I did research on their contract and everything. It's
let's do this after the break. I don't want to let it go. Hey, Richard from Austin, Texas, Samuel from Houston, and Donna from Ohio. Don't go away. Come on back. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Okay, we're going in. Hold on. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there, including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels that were put on you, me, and others over the last 8 years. Everything you've been taught to be afraid of. But you don't have to be. You really don't have to be. Read the book. Find out. Get some information. It's up on Amazon.com as well. If you buy it from my website, I sign it and send it. If you buy it from Amazon, you get it right away, especially if you're one of those Kindle readers. Yeah, you'll get it even quicker that way. Kimberly Morin joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the week off with me. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate the time that you're with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so I'm having an overly senior moment. Where the heck was I? Because you were going off on something during the break.
Oh, we were talking about Chicago
Teachers
Union.
See, that's right. You were almost there too. Anyhow, we were talking about all the money that they spend on education, and you know, I love these people who are totally against the, President Trump's education choice. You know, because she's got money and she's into vouchers and she believes in charter schools and what have you. And I'm going, okay, and because we've been so successful doing it the way we're doing it in the last 50 years, and as you alluded to earlier, the Dem solution is always to throw more money at it. And I bring up on a regular basis, you know, New Jersey, at one point, New Jersey had like the 47th worst school district in the country, or school districts in the country. It was one of the worst. And they had one of the highest dollar amounts per student. So they were spending like $26,000 or $27,000 a year per student, and they were getting lousy results. Yet in my district, where we spend about $6,000 a student, $7,000 a student, we've got some of the best, and it's not because I'm there by any stretch, but we have some of the best school districts in the country here as well. So it's not a money thing as much as it is how you handle the training and how committed the teachers are and how much work they're willing to do, and everybody, for that matter, parents, teachers, administrators, and alike. The money thing doesn't work. It never has. You agree?
Oh, I know it doesn't, because I did a research on when I was comparing forced union states to right-to-work states, and it's true that forced union states spend more money on education, but it doesn't mean much as far as their educational outcomes are. Really doesn't.
No, so, we have been teaching the same way in this country for over 100 years. I mean, seriously. I mean, simple, stupid. We've got to change the way we're thinking. We've changed the way our young people learn to a degree. You know, they're visually assaulted hour by hour on a regular basis. And if there's any way we're going to teach these kids, we've got to bring it in from a visual standpoint. We have to bring it in such a fashion where they can learn it, they can retain it. I'm just amazed. And some of the people a lot will say, well, it's no big deal. But to me, it is a big deal. I'm amazed at how many of our young people don't know, don't understand the history of this country, don't understand why it's important. I'm not looking for the exact date. But if you think that the, our independence took place in 1964, that's a problem. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a problem. But they don't even know the three branches of government. Yeah. It's sad, some of these college students that you see, you know, being interviewed. And I really hope they're just a small example, but I have a feeling they're not.
I'm kind of laughing here because, you know, I used to go out to the local mall and ask these questions, and I think it was just too disheartening for me. I think one year we went out, and I learned that there were 700 senators. I'm serious. I'm not joking you. I learned that we won our independence in, like, 1964, and we won it from the Chinese. And this goes back a few years before it was a big deal to do. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, these are people that are fairly well educated around here, and in all fairness, I was grabbing the young people. I didn't look for crazy looking kids or anything like that. I was just, you know, hey, you got an opportunity here to win $50. Answer a couple of questions. I'll put your name in the fishbowl and we'll pull it out later on. But I really was upset about it. And I don't know how we're going to change that.
The only way we change it is by giving our students a better education. And unfortunately, they're indoctrinated between K through 12, and then, God help us, they go to one of these left-wing schools that hates the First and Second Amendments and the Bill of Rights, basically, and teaches them Marxism. Their cultural Marxism is firmly rooted in them by the time, you know, when they get through college. It's already pushed on them, and, you know, the younger grades, whether they understand what it means or not, and then it's just firmly planted in college. If someone comes out of college and they aren't a leftist, they're amazing to me. So I'm not kidding. Where all these kids go to school, it's scary.
The crazy stuff that happens on a regular basis. I don't know if you heard this. This story earlier today. You know, now you're going to be surprised that even I know who this is, but apparently Katy Perry is in the news again, and not because she did anything extremely great or what have you, but she wanted to come out and she wanted to acknowledge her cultural appropriation. She feels very bad that in all the things that are going on, you know, she's launching a new album, which kind of should be bells and whistles for everybody, and to promote her new album, okay, called Witness, she's been living in a Big Brother-style house and live-streaming her entire weekend. Now, she's partnered with YouTube, and so far, she's reunited. I don't know what some of these people are, so forgive me. She's reunited with Left Shark. She's talked to Ariana Huffington, cooked with Gordon Ramsay, done yoga with Jesse Tyler. I don't really care about any of this stuff here. But she's gone through all this stuff, right? And her latest guest was Black Lives Matter activist DeRay McKesson, who sat down with Katie for an episode of his podcast, you know, Save the People. like many pop stars, Perry. Now, she's going through it. She's talking about how she's got so much cultural appropriation going on in her music, and she really is sorry for it. And these past controversies she wants to turn around. You know, like the time she wore a geisha outfit to the American Music Awards. She said, I've made several mistakes. I won't ever understand some of those things because of who I am. I'm such a wonderful person. I would never do these things on purpose. And I'm thinking, lady, you just whacked.
Oh, and she lives in her gated home in Los Angeles somewhere.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she really cares about cultural appropriation or that she wore a geisha costume. Whatever.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting? You know, because you know, it was a heartfelt apology that simply somehow coincidentally came on the eve of her releasing her new album.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm so sure that didn't
why do these celebrities have so much? And not that they have so much power. Don't get me wrong, because they don't in my life. But why is it they get so much influence in these people's life? And it's not just young people. You know older folks that are influenced by these people, right?
People forgot to think for themselves, and they think they put these people up on a pedestal, and they do this with politicians, too. They put these people on a pedestal, up on a pedestal, and think, oh my goodness, what they said must be true. They wouldn't lie, and, you know, they're just, we've become the 24/7 TV mind-numbing Twilight Zone country where, you know, what's up is down and what's down is up and, you know, sweet meteor of death just needs to come and save us.
Yeah, I am, you know, it's really funny because I go back to something I learned years and years and years ago. And if, you know, during the days of Jim Crow, it was against the law to teach black people how to read. It was against the law to educate black people because they knew. And they even said this in some of their writings. The white folks knew that if we educate them, you know, they'll be able to combat us. They'll be able to take their, you know, rightful places, in essence. And I think it's the same thing here. I think there's been a long-term plan to a degree where if we don't educate our young kids, if we don't educate, they won't know, and they'll have to rely on government. They'll have to rely on people to take care of them because it just won't be educated. And look what we've done. And the 4th of July coming up, you watch. Just ask a group of young people around you what it is, what it means, when it happened, and you'll start drinking heavy that night. I guarantee you.
Yeah, because they have no idea why we even celebrate it.
No,
they really don't.
Not a clue. So anyhow, it's one person in the chat room said it, and it's so true. It's like if you ask them when the war 1812 took place, they wouldn't know. It's like that old joke, who was buried in Grant's tomb, right? It's like, I don't know.
You know, yeah, exactly.
It's just amazing. So tell people where they can find your writings, where they can learn more about you, and that kind of thing.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, Western Free Press, and Granite Rock.
Yeah,
and on Twitter, at Conservative IND.
Well, I always appreciate the time that you spent with me, Kimberly. I do appreciate it, and I don't know. I don't say pray for Comey, but my God, pray that he slips up and tells the truth. I mean, God forbid, like, you know, the DNC, all that stuff that went down, the Russians influenced the election. Yes, by putting out how the DNC actually feels about black and Hispanics. Isn't that just terrible? Anyway, we got to go. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, if you're on Facebook, got to restart at the top of the hour. Not my rules, theirs. And we'll be back. We'll be back in a few minutes. I got to tell you what, guys, we've got a lot to talk about tonight, and I mean a lot. We're going to talk a little bit about Comey, some of his doublespeak, and a lot more. I am Joe Messina, your host. You have been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show, and then come on back in a little bit. Really, love to have you back with me.